The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be here with you, as always, every Saturday. It's my favorite hour of the week because we get to learn about each other, we get to share stories, and hopefully make ourselves better people. Joining me off the top of the show today is someone I met when we were in Mexico who I was taken with right away. He just has some kind of light coming from him that you're just attracted to him. His name is Dr. George Baxter Holder. He's got a phenomenal book out called Drugs, Food, Sex, and God. It has everything, and he has told his story, and with ways that you can learn from this. And if you are needing help in any way in life, there's a lot of steps here to help you out of that. And if it's for you or someone you know, definitely listen this next half hour and pick this book up. How are you, Dr. George?
I'm doing great, Patty. Thank you for having me on. I'm so excited to reconnect with you.
It's so cool. And Dr. George is in Seattle. And Hudson and I were in Zihuatanejo, and Dr. George was there with Travis's husband. And we were coming out of Patty's doing yoga. And I guess you guys were just going to breakfast or coming from breakfast. And we looked at each other and was like, do I know you? And
right.
Sometimes that is the thing in life, that we have a connection, and somehow, you know, we kind of had the people we knew in common, and then this book that you had done. And I got to say, Dr. George, when I read this, I was so moved by it, and I think it should be a movie, for one thing, because it really tells such a story, and you can never judge a book, a person, by their cover, so to speak.
Isn't that beautiful? I feel like we're really all connected, and it's when people are tuned into that connection that you really... That there's a recognize, you know, you can recognize that in one another. And I absolutely feel the exact same way about you.
Oh, and you know, you talk about the power of intention because, you know, you have had such a journey. You grew up in Long Island, New York, and then in Seattle. And, you know, it's been twists and turns. And it wasn't like you came from a background that was bad or anything like that.
Mm-mm.
It's just that maybe, I don't know, sometimes I think people also are curious. And you know, you got into drugs and overate and sex and everything else. And all your life has kind of come to this moment where you're married and happy. Tell people a little bit about your journey and a little glimpse into your life and the book.
Well, it's been a truly beautiful life, and Drugs, Food, Sex, and God is the culmination of all of that. And what really started for me back on Long Island is that you know, I grew up in a, you know, upper middle class home. I have wonderful parents, two beautiful sisters, and I'm really happy with the family that I have. But I always felt different, you know, and never really sure what that feeling inside was. And today, you know, I can look back on it and recognize that that I was feeling different because of my sexuality. And it manifested in so many different ways. And I would escape through fantasy, and I would escape through drama. And I just had all of these ways that I would try to run from the feelings that I was feeling. And then when I got old enough to start drinking alcohol or using other drugs, I just turned to those and gravitated to them to keep from feeling the feelings that I was feeling, until it really came to a head. And I am glossing over the story right here in this, you know,
extremely,
because there's a lot of it. But you know, it really came to a head when I was dealing drugs and I was dealing methamphetamines, and I was living a very, very fast and furious life, and ended up going to prison because of it. And from that point till now, I've gotten clean off drugs and really recognized that there's a way in which we live that serves us, and you can use that same power to not serve yourself. And the power of intention is there to be used, positive or negative. Although I talk about in the book, I really don't like to put labels like positive and negative on things, because when I look back on all the experiences I've had, Patty, they bring me to this phone call.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and this phone, I'm so excited about this phone call. This is beautiful, you know? And if I hadn't had any one of those experiences, I would be at a different place. And so I'm really grateful for the place that I am. It's like a key, and I talk about this in Drugs, Food, Sex, and God, about a key looks erratic when you look at the shape of a key, but you put it in the right lock, and it turns the tumblers in the right way, and that really opens the door. And I feel like that's the way my life has been. And when I look at other people, I feel like that's the way their life is too. And I help people to recognize that.
You really do. And, you know, you write beautifully. And I'm looking at a chapter right now, and struggle is good. And I think, you know, one thing, you know, whoever, if God was looking over you, the fact you survived all this, but the struggle that got you here has made you who you are, and you've helped so many people. And it's such a hope for other people that go through similar things, because we all have something, don't we?
Right. It's so funny that you mentioned the struggle is good. I'm doing a book reading today at University of Washington Bookstore in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from a new author perspective, I never know what to read when I go to these book readings, and I feel like a total fish out of water. Mm-hmm. And I flipped open the book, and this is exactly what I flipped to today.
Wow, we must be on the same pattern.
So, yeah, you know, struggle, it's so funny. Struggle is what is what leads us forward.
Right.
If everything was easy, we would just float. I mean, it'd be like floating on an easy, calm river, you know? But struggle is swimming, right? Mm. Struggle is walking. Anything. It's just redefining the perspective of what exactly struggle is. For some people, struggle is getting out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
I had two gorgeous puppies laying on top of me this morning, and my husband laying next to me, and I didn't want to get out of bed. That was a struggle, and I moved forward and did it anyway.
And when you did, what you do is you put the left foot down, then the
right,
and you say, thank you.
And you said that in an email to me this morning, and that just brightened me. Oh, my gosh. I was so excited to hear you say
well,
that.
Well, it's true. I really took a lot from your book because, you know, another chapter, Taking Action. I think we all need to remind ourselves of our intentions and being thankful and grateful, because you have turned things around instead of being negative or caught up in a certain world to using your life for good.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about it is all of us want what's best. Mm-hmm. All of us want to be happy. All of us, nobody wants to be miserable. Nobody wants to be depressed. And we say, oh, I don't want to be depressed, and then we stay in bed.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, your actions and your thoughts and your beliefs have to all line up if intention is going to work. You can't say one thing and then have all of your actions be a totally different path.
But George, I'm sure for you, it's been one step forward, one step back. So for people listening today, to give them that first step they need, if they need to take some action, what can you tell them right now, someone who's suffering or has a family member suffering? Because I know you can't change other people. It has to be what they want. What would be something you could tell them?
Well, it's like we were just talking about, and starting the day with gratitude and a simple thank you, two words, to nothing in particular. I talk about that in some of the blogging that I've been doing lately, because if anyone's got problems with God, it doesn't matter what you're saying thank you to. I lay in bed, I stare at the ceiling, and I just say thank you. I'm thanking the day to come, and then I'm starting that day with gratitude. And gratitude is that foundation that you can always turn back to. That's a simple start. It's not going to change every problem that somebody has in their life, but it can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing. It's got to start somewhere. And, you know, if someone's struggling with drugs or food or sex or addictive behaviors or self-limiting beliefs, you have to stop the behavior first and know that there's a better way to live.
Now, Dr. George, you belong to a church, so you are a believer. You believe in God and what that represents to you.
I do. You know, it's funny. I believe in God, and I use the word God. And when I say God, what I'm talking about is a universal spirit, a universal energy. I'm not talking about a supreme being. I'm not talking about anything outside of myself. It's that connection that you and I had in Zihuatanejo,
mm-hmm.
that string of connection, that unseen link that you and I had is what I'm talking about when I talk about God.
Mm-hmm.
And
you belong to a church too, right, that really speaks to you, right, that helps others,
yeah.
And you found it. And not everybody goes to church, but what has your church done for you, and what kind of church is it?
Well, it's a center for spiritual living. They're everywhere. They're definitely up. I believe there's one in Victoria. There's definitely in Vancouver. It's a powerful center based on the teachings of Dr. Ernest Holmes, his book, Science of Mind. And what the church is the premise of the dogma, if you will, although, you know, it's the least dogma church that I've ever found, is that your thinking and your beliefs create your life. And if you want to know how you believe, look at your life. And sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
You know, because if your life isn't looking so great, it's because there's something going on inside of you. You believe you're not worthy. You believe you're not good enough. You believe, I mean, whatever it is. And if all I have to do is change within, I don't have to change the rest of the world.
Wow. You got to buy this book. It's called Drug, Food, Sex, and God, Dr. George Baxter Holder. When we come back, we're going to talk about setting the plan, because you can start from somewhere. Back in 2 minutes with Dr. George.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This is just coming into the newsroom. Police are reporting.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
This is Julie Skinner from Vision Travel, inviting you to enjoy a luxurious, all-inclusive Uniworld boutique river cruise. Each uniquely decorated Uniworld ship is designed to be one of a kind and as inspiring as the destinations visited. No other river cruise line offers more luxury or value with everything included. And for a limited time, the single supplement is waived on many 2015 and 2016 European itineraries. Call us today. Vision Travel. Vacations crafted by professionals. 250-412-1888.
Hi, I'm interested in that blue 2015 Honda Civic.
Yes, ma'am, what a great price. Oop, sorry, it's sold. Another one over here.
Oh.
Ah, sorry. Here's a red one. That was a red one.
How about this one? I'll take it.
Sold! See, that was easy.
The 2015 Honda Clearout is on, and the 2015s are selling fast, including our Civic, Canada's best-selling car 17 years in a row. Now with a cash purchase incentive of up to $2,000 or a lease bonus of $1,000.
Get 0.99% financing or a $2,000 cash incentive at Campus Honda.
CFAX 1070, live on location.
Good afternoon, my friends. I'm Terry Moore with the Sydney All Care Residence. Now, when you want to know, does an All Care Residence really fit the needs that you have for you and your family or family member? Well, they are a step above assisted living. Now, listen to this. Registered nurses on staff, licensed practical nurses and healthcare aides on 24 hours a day, respite and vacation stays, long-term complex care, secured care units, ceiling tracks and lifts in the bathrooms and the suites, medication management, the call bell system, and assistance with all the activities of daily living, plus fabulous food, fabulous people, all kinds of things for recreation and games, and you name it, they do it. Check it out for yourself. Come by and see us today. That's why we're here, to tell you to come by and see what they're doing at the Sydney All Care Residences. And it's going to be something that it's going to surprise you. And speaking about the food, we've got a fabulous buffet for you. They're going to keep it on for the rest of the day. Come by and have something to eat. Talk to the people. Take a tour. A lot of people on tour right now. And you're going to love what you see at the Sydney All Care Residence. We're at 2269 Mills Road, just off of Rest Haven.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle here every Saturday on CFAX 1070. The book we're talking about today is called Drugs, Food, Sex, and God. It's by Dr. George Baxter Holder, and it's a great read with lots of great tips and an action plan for your life. One of the chapters, Setting the Plan, talks about when Dr. George went to prison, he went in weighing 185 pounds and gradually went up to 242. Dr. George, you say that when you put down the spoon, you pick up the fork. What is I love that.
Yes.
So you know, we maybe replace something with something else. And for you, food. I know food is my drug of choice. And you know, food is something like a coat we wear sometimes when we've had things happen in life. It's like a badge of honor that we don't really even want to wear.
Yeah, and you know, it's something I continue to battle with today. Travis and I have both recently set a plan to be more conscious and mindful about our eating behaviors, and because it can be so mindless. You know, I'm sad, I'm happy, I'm scared, I'm angry, it's Tuesday. You know, whatever the line you want to tell yourself for why you're having, you know, the Danish or the whatever that Not that those foods are bad, because, you know, again, I don't think that there's bad foods and good foods. It's the way that we operate with them that ends up not serving us. And that's really the crux of what I'm talking about with this book. And Drugs, Food, and Sex and God, it's not that any one of those things is bad. It's that they can all be used consciously and with intention, or they can be abused and abuse ourselves in the process. Setting the plan, I think, is so important, and it's left out of so many life plans, mine included. You know, you don't realize that you're setting a plan with that process of intention right before you go and do something.
And when you live with intention, though, things start to happen to you, good and bad. So if you put out the right intentions, all of a sudden maybe you do meet someone who knows about good eating and gives you great tips, or you meet someone who, you know, has been the same path as you and can lift you up. So when you put out the right intention, it is funny how things come to you. Can you believe the life you have now? And is it almost like a story looking back going, wow, did I really live that?
It's been so amazing. So amazing. And it's really funny. In the preface of Drugs, Food, Sex, and God, Patty, I talk about A Million Little Pieces and how wild of a story that was. And I remember reading that book going, that's my life. And then when it was downgraded to semi-fiction, it was like somebody ripped out a piece of me at that point, because I felt like somebody had actually told my story. And then I realized that, no, I needed to tell my own story. And I'm glad that happened. Again, something that happened on purpose. But, you know, my life, it's incredible. I mean, it truly is incredible where I've come to in my life today. And it's all been through this process of doing things intentionally, consciously, taking, well, as you said, the two steps forward, one step back. That's beautiful. Because I don't think anybody marches through life knowing exactly the path and taking every right step.
No. Well, aren't we all just trying to fit in? I mean, really, if we share stories, it's great, because then we know, everybody's living kind of the same thing. You know, maybe a few differences here and there, but we've all got our stuff to deal with in life, and no one goes untouched, you know. So I always say to the kids, you know, one of them works in retail, and someone might come in grumpy. I say, you never know what they're going through in that day. So always be kind to yourself, but be kind to other people too, and, you know, when you can, smile, because you don't know what's going on.
And try to stay consistent.
Yeah.
This is the thing that people in retail, because I'm in retail as well. I'm
I want to talk about
aesthetics,
that.
but I work in a mall setting, and if I always show up the same, if I always show up consistently, then people know that they're going to get love, and they're going to get appreciation, and they're going to get joy from me, and then they don't have to worry about that from me.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that, Dr. George.
Yeah.
That is great.
Yeah.
And if you go to Dr. George's website, he always wears a bow tie. He's very handsome, and his graphic is really good with a little bow tie on the George. I love that. And how did you start wearing the bow tie? Like, how did that come about?
Isn't that funny? There's a story in the book, in Drugs, Food, Sex, and God, I talk about my fourth grade teacher, Mr. Romanelli, and I needed to set myself apart even in fourth grade, and so I wore a bow tie for the school pictures then. But and I got the nickname George Bowtie Baxter, and then didn't wear a bow tie again probably until my sister's wedding. But I was graduating from Duke University with my doctorate in nursing, and Travis and I were putting together the outfit that I was going to wear, because I was asked to speak to the nursing graduates. And I put together this outfit at Brooks Brothers, and the bow tie was kind of the crowning jewel. And somebody said, oh, that's your doctor-nurse look. And I went, that is my doctor nurse look. And from that point forward, I'm Dr. Nurse George. I mean, that's how people know me. My license plate is Dr. Nurse, and I have my bow tie, and
that's just become
my thing.
Oh, my gosh. And if people want to come and see you, because you have coined the phrase Northwest Natural Look, and you're at Skin Spirit in Seattle. So what are some of the things you're doing? Because, you know, I think if we feel good, we look good, we feel good.
Yeah.
And there's a certain magic to that in bringing people up, lifting them up. So tell us about your practice.
Yeah, so my practice today, I work at Skin Spirit Skincare Clinic and Spa, and we transform people's skin. What I'm doing most days is injecting Botox or fillers or doing laser or skin tightening. But really what's happening is people are transforming the way they look at themselves in the mirror thanks to my help. And I just love that. People will come in, they're like, oh, I'm so ugly, or I have these lines, or I'm getting old right here. And then I sit down with them, I go over a plan, I maybe do a treatment on them. I had a woman came in this morning, oh my gosh, she was 67, absolutely gorgeous. But the talk that she had for herself was not gorgeous. And I did a treatment on her, I did some filler in her cheeks, and she walked out of here glowing. I mean, she was bouncing out of here. Oh, my love, my cheeks. I'm so excited. I'm going on this trip now. And totally different person.
And, you know, people really discriminate against, there's a lot of ageism. There's weight and yeah. age. You know, people yeah. can say whatever about those things, it seems. And, you know, I think, you know, not going under the knife, you could do so many things now to just feel better. You're not trying to be 35 again, but you can feel better about that person that looks you in the eye every day in the mirror. And when you go out, hold your head a little higher.
Yeah, I might, when I sit down and do a consult with people, I say, let's work on 6 years, getting 6 years off. Mm. How does that sound? And it's realistic. It's a number that people can understand. They remember what they looked like 6 years ago. <You know?
laughs> Right. And how about for you, Dr. George? How do you deal with your own aging? Do you do a little something here and there?
Of course I do. So I just turned 49 last
wow,
week.
Wow, you look fantastic.
Thank you. And I love telling people how old I am. In fact, I'm starting to tell people that I'm 11 months away from 50. Because people look at me and their jaw drops. And it's because, well, it's you know, maybe it's because I injected preservatives for so long. I'm not really sure. But now I do a little something, but it's all about how I feel about myself. Yeah. The fact that I got a little gray hair, it's not bad. I want more gray hair, actually. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. And that's the thing. You can't get where you want to go by hating yourself.
Oh.
You can't hate the fat away. You can't hate the gray away. You can't hate the wrinkles away. Hate is a destructive force. It's not a beneficial force.
Wow, that is so true. And, you know, it's great to see that you're using your degree and what you're doing for the betterment of others, because you're like a counselor in what you're doing as well.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
Very cool. And if people want to know more about you or how to get in touch with you, Dr. George, how would they do that?
So the best way to get in touch with me is to go to my website, and that's georgebaxter-holder.com. Travis and I got married 3 years ago, and he was Travis Holder, I was George Baxter, so we became the Baxter Holders. And so if you just hyphenate that, it's really easy to get there. You can find Drugs, Food, Sex, and God on Facebook. And on Facebook, every morning, I write an affirmation every morning about the first thing that comes to my mind. And it's really been a beautiful experience. So I absolutely encourage people to go to my Facebook page, like it on Facebook, and like follow that affirmation, because that is an ever evolving process.
I will do that for sure. And how is Travis doing?
Travis is doing great. You know, Travis, we just recently went on a cruise for my birthday down to the Caribbean, and unfortunately, on the day coming back, Travis decided that he was gonna pick up a little something on the plane, and so he is laying on the couch right now, listening right now
with two
gorgeous puppies on his lap, and he's feeling absolutely better and coming to life, and he's got a smile on his face. I absolutely know it. I can feel it in the airways. So.
Well, that's fantastic. We must be on the same kind of journey, too, because we take the same kind of holidays, and maybe we'll see you in Ziwa again.
Oh, well, we need to do that. We need to plan that.
Absolutely, we do. Dr. George, it's been great talking to you. If you know anybody that needs help or needs a pick-me-up or just a great read, Drugs, Food, Sex, and God with Dr. George Baxter Holder, great talking. You have a wonderful
day. Thank
you, Patty. Best to you always.
All right.
CFAX 1070, live on location.
We are live on location at 2269 Mills Road, my friends, at the Sydney All Care Residence. All kinds of wonderful food still available for you. People are taking tours. No wonder, because all the floors are open. They've got all kinds of care for you when it comes down to this facility. And people will wonder, is this only for seniors, Terry? No, it's not. You can start at the age of 19. Because there are many people out there who need full-term care at that age, and as they age on, this is a phenomenal facility for all of that, because they've got nurses on staff 24 hours every day, respite and vacation stays, you name it, and they put it all together for you. Now, the food is one thing. You want to know what happens when you get in here. Is it going to be boring? No. They've got all kinds of recreational activities. They've got barbecues. They've got dances. They've got all kinds of music. You name it. But this is a wonderful spot for you or a member of your family. Come by and check it out for yourself today at the Sydney All Care Residences. We're at 2269 Mills Road. That's just off of Rest Haven. Don't miss out.
Victoria's breaking news and talk that matters. CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, I'm Kyle Reynolds with CFAX 1070 News. The family of a British diver who disappeared in Victoria waters last month wants to thank everyone involved in the search efforts. 27-year-old Timothy Chu went missing during a dive in the Juan de Fuca Strait on July 5th. He has not been seen since. His family arrived from Hong Kong this week to speak with Victoria Police and check out Race Rocks, the spot where the experienced diver disappeared. Participants of the only camp for people who are blind in Western Canada are concerned as their camp faces severe funding shortages.
Camp Bowen teaches Canadians living with visual impairment how to live more independently. Camp coordinator Alex Jurgensen says funding problems have forced them to cut the camp from being open throughout the year to just in the summer.
As an alumni of the program, it's our responsibility to make sure the next generation gets the same level of treatment that we did.
The camp is now holding an online fundraising campaign and is hoping to raise over $1 million. Chantal Gosquith, Vancouver.
And with another 10 weeks of campaigning still ahead of them, the major party leaders are taking it easy over the weekend with few events planned, but Bloc Québécois leader Gilles Duceppe is on the campaign trail today. He won't make any election seat predictions for the Bloc, but he has promised to serve his full term if elected, no matter how his party does. At CFAX News to 133.
For over 50 years, Jet Air Appliances has provided your home with high performance and enduring styles. Since 1988, Lansdowne Appliance Gallery has supplied Victoria with exceptional service and unbeatable prices. Until August 31st, Lansdowne is offering a Jet Air special. Save a whopping three times the GST when you purchase any two or three qualifying Jet Air appliances. A match made in heaven. Jet Air at Lansdowne Appliance on the corner of Douglas and Kings and at lansdowneappliance.com.
CFAX 1070 weather now, mostly cloudy this afternoon. Showers expected, though, high of 19 degrees today. Showers possible overnight as well, low down to about 15 degrees. And tomorrow, a chance of showers early in the day, a mix of sun and cloud later on with a high of 21. I'm Kyle Reynolds. Your next news update's coming up at 2 o'clock. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX. It's 1:34.
Mornings with Al Farabee.
Victoria Shamrock's coach Bob Hayes on the show on Friday morning. We talked about the violence in the game and is it necessary?
It's how lacrosse is enough. Why lacrosse sometimes can't take that next step into being a mainstream sport, but sometimes it gets goofy and it's not the best thing for the sport.
On the next show, when do social media comments go too far? Plus, Jim Swanson of the Victoria Harbor Cats joins us in traffic and weather every 10 minutes.
Mornings with Al Farabee. Weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to talk a little bit about publicity now, if I can say it right. You know, it's a powerful tool, and people that get it right, such as our first guest, Rachel Sentez, who's Gal Friday Publicity in Vancouver, we're going to talk a bit about pet PR because, you know, Victoria, Vancouver, we are pet lovers, and, you know, we have two rescue dogs ourselves, and there's a lot of different organizations that need to get their word out, and it can be tough to cut through the mire. Whether you have a pet product, a rescue, or an organization, Rachel's going to help us sort of how to streamline that and get noticed. How are you, Rachel?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, you know, you do lots of stuff at Gal Friday, and one of the areas you specialize in, because if you go to your website, you can see you have your dog in the picture, so you love dogs, and pet PR is a part of your company.
Yes, it's one of the services. I've been long known for doing book publicity because that's also one area that I love.
And the man you're married to, Brian Wood, of course, is a literary agent. So
yes, and he says to say hello.
Hello to him, too.
Yeah, so I love that. But recently I've been noticing sort of a combination, books and dogs. And dogs are a passion of mine and have been for years. I worked in dog daycares and dog sports and all kinds of dog-related things. So I've been working with, different organizations. And one of the comments I was hearing a lot was, we are doing a lot on social media, but with the way things are changing on social media, we're getting lost. Our message is getting lost. Things like algorithms on Facebook are changing, and so your feeds aren't up. And it's come to the point where a lot of people want to understand what else they can do because they don't want to spend the time looking for likes and shares. It's still a very powerful thing for dog organizations and businesses, but they're also looking for some additional ways to do it, and mainstream media certainly will help.
Okay, so, I've been at events, too, with different organizations, and sometimes you can get your stomach churning about even what you do for a living because there's so much competition or this doing that. And if you come from the right angle, from the heart, and you get the right people working for you, with you like yourself, you can put your message out there and hopefully be seen in a positive light. And it's all about the messaging, right? And the 'cause people love animal stories, love dog stories. So tell us, how kind of the media works and how to get recognized.
Well, I think the first thing is to really refine the message that you want to send out because, it has to be, I think, in the active tense is really the way, like recently there was that dachshund who went from obese to svelte.
Yeah.
It's lighter news.
Just like me.
Yeah, exactly. It's lighter news, but it really, people look at it and it was picked up by newspapers. And as well, if it's something sad or something you want to make a change with, like little Jovi, the tiny puppy, that was a huge, it was picked up by the Toledo newspapers and spread around. And their message was, we want to change how things are being done and stop pet shops from selling pets and puppy mills and things like that. So what they really need to do is to refine their message, what they want to do, and then their call to action. How can you help? How can you as a listener help?
Okay, so you can't be all things to all people. You have to narrow it down to what your field is. And you can't start on the Ellen Show. You have to start right in your backyard and go from there, right? So the headlines and a picture are really important.
Excellent, And that's the thing is that you want to hit up your local media first, and then you can move on to bigger outlets, and use your social media like Twitter for a source of information. There's wonderful editors and reporters on there just looking for great stories. And, follow them for a while. Retweet them. Follow them back. Find out what they're interested in. And you'll find so many people have dogs that they want to start to talk about these important things. Definitely tagging your message along with something that is a month, like Adopt a Senior Dog Month or Spay Day or things like that, will help you get seen a little bit more. And I think making sure that you have a nice short pitch that talks about exactly what you're looking for with a great photo, and then just introduce yourself. Don't jump into the pitch and say, guess what, this is what I need you to do for me. It's all about introducing yourself and why it's important that they talk to you.
Right. I know years ago when I was working in TV in Victoria, I started this Pet of the Week, and also we did little commercials that would air throughout the week on, spaying and neutering. And, it's really important to get these things out because, what a problem we have. And we have to start thinking that, pets, that really is what society is based on, is how we treat our animals too, right? It says a lot about who we are as people. So I know there's always great causes, but pets are something that we need to take care of them as well.
We do. And there's all kinds of stories out there just begging to be told. There's people with reactive dogs. I've stopped in at the Muzzle Up Project. Well, one of my dogs needs a muzzle until I can fix the behavior. And these are things that are important as pet owners. There was something about in Toronto about their off-leash areas and not enough space for dogs. And dogs, and finding hotels or places that will take dogs when you're traveling. especially apartment rentals here in BC.
Right. My brother has a cat boarding business and my sister-in-law. So there's lots of cool places. And I think that's part of it. Get out and meet people. And whether it's trainers or people, if you have a message, you know, nothing beats face-to-face either.
Exactly. Like, go out and find these places. Even, you know, even if you go to a trade show to see the different businesses out there, it might not be a perfect fit, but I guarantee you'll meet someone there that is.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about a few more ideas to pitch your ideas.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. If you like airplanes, start driving to Lockside Drive. This weekend is Victoria's largest little air show, and we've got another amazing show planned for you again this year. Bring the family and enjoying flying demonstrations, static displays, raffles, and much, much more. Make sure to stop by and say hello. And if you can't make it today, don't worry. Come tomorrow anytime between 10 and 4 o'clock. And if you and your family are more into trucks, then start going to Western Speedway. This is a terrific opportunity for children to explore trucks with their parents and meet the drivers. So come out and check out this fun event in support of the Southern Vancouver Island Family Child Care Association. Fairway Market is proud to support local 21 years of celebrating Victoria's Dragon Boat Festival. Buy a lantern and help fight against cancer at Fairway Market.
Get to know Mitsubishi. Get to know where it's from. And where you can get one.
Finding directions to Mitsubishi dealership.
Get to know its power. And its 10-year powertrain limited warranty. There's no better time to drive a Mitsubishi than during the Get to Know Mitsubishi event on now. For a limited time, get 2 monthly payments on us. Plus, get 0% purchase financing for up to 84 months on select vehicles. On approved credit, conditions apply. See dealer for details. Mitsubishi. Built better. Back better.
If you need plumbing done today, visit homewiseplumbing.ca.
And now, your plumbing tip of the day, brought to you by HomeWise Plumbing. Did you know that the average water heater lasts only around 10 years? Tired of buying products that break the day after the warranty expires? HomeWise Plumbing believes a water heater should be designed to last. That's why they sell water heaters warranted to not leak for as long as you own your home. Call today for a free quote or visit them at www.homewise.ca to book your free plumbing inspection.
From cats and dogs to the people who love them, Petline with Jennifer Shaw. Sundays at 4 on CFAX 1070.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
We are back with Rachel Sentes from Gal Friday Publicity. We're talking about publicity and especially how we can use that with pet PR and getting the word out. Rachel, we're talking about, you know, the media. What are some of the things to get that the media sees are, you know, do we write a column? How do we get them to look at us?
Actually, writing a column is a great idea. I did that. I wrote a column about pet safety on the street. As you know, one of my dogs was electrocuted a few years ago. And so I wrote a little column, and I looked at theexaminer.com, and I pitched and I filled out an application because it's free. And I pitched them my idea, and they came back to me and said, sure, let's get you on as a writer.
Wow.
And so now I'm writing for Examiner.com about dogs in different aspects, and anybody can do that.
Wow.
You know, and once you're doing that, you can go and say, look, I do write for the Examiner. And so when I'm sending out other pitches to different news media, they're going to look at you and go, oh, you do know what you're talking about.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. And okay. What is Harrow?
Oh, Harrow is Help a Reporter Out, one of the best free services by Peter Shankman that I've ever come across. It's also free, and you can sign up to be a source for stories. And what happens is 3 times a day, they send out an email to your list, and it will give you a list of newspaper editors, reporters, or TV people looking for people to fill their spots. And so all you need to do is find one that might be a good fit and reply to them in a few words. That's all, and always make sure that you're actually answering what they're asking for. And if they like your story, they will contact you, and the next thing you know, you've got something in a newspaper or on TV.
Wow. And, you know, Rachel, with what you do for a living, there's so many, you know, even what I'm doing here, there's so many people that come with you with ideas and, mm-hmm. you know, segments. And, you know, it's hard to cut through. I mean, mm-hmm. I know what I'm looking for, but how do you find to promote the people or the causes or the things that you're doing? How are you cutting through? And what is different now from the last 5 years at, you know, going on these days?
Mm-hmm. Actually, what I found works the best for me, I've actually cut down on some of my press releases. And I do personal pitches first. I research the person that I want to talk to because maybe I've read a whole bunch of stories that I think would be something I want to talk about. And I research them and I ask questions. I find out, are they a reporter or an editor? Editors are the people that assign the stories, but reporters have a say in that. Mm-hmm. And so I find out everything I can about them, and then I simply do a hello, I'm so-and-so, and I'd like to talk to you about a possibility of, you know, discussing one of my topics.
And, of course, always having the notes and you know, something about it is really helpful, and that's what you also specialize in, is having a debrief that you send out, which shows some of the highlights, which makes it easier, too, to cut through.
Yeah, so all you need, you know, maybe do five little talking points of things that you can speak to, a short bio. I highly recommend, if you're going to do DIY publicity, because lots of people do, and they should, there's a great book, especially for pet PR, called Publicity to the Rescue by Susan C. Daffron. And it's an older book, but everything in it works, and it tells you about how short you should do a pitch, you know, what to include in it. But I really think building the personal relationships is what's going to get you through.
Because, and that's what we have, Rachel.
Yes, we do, which is fabulous.
And, of course, Rachel, Brian Wood is your husband. He has Winter Walk, which is a collection of poems.
Yes.
Make sure you pick it up. It's lovely. And, you know, TJ just recorded the one I'm sending out. Hudson and I have both done poems that we've done readings to, if you want to look up the site and see and hear those. Lovely, lovely book, and you are quite a couple together. And I know he's got some great books coming up. Hink, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah,
and
look
look forward to talking to you again, Rachel, and thank you for all these great tips today.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Patty. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to talk to Camilla about life's crises, especially in midlife.
CFAX 1070, live on location.
We are live on location at 2269 Mills Road. We're just off of Rest Haven, my friends. We're at the Sydney All Care Residence. Time for you to come by. If you got family members, including yourself, you wanted to check out and see what's happening as far as the Sydney All Care Residence are concerned, well, listen, they do it all. They have long-term care. They've got respite care and vacation stays, palliative care as well. And many people look at that and struggle through that with their families. Also, what they call reminiscence care. That's in keeping with the quality resident care center. Individuals with Alzheimer's disease, related dementias, they have opportunity to live their life to the fullest in a safe, supportive, secure, and caring environment. And here's something else. They have 24-hour medical care as well. Registered nurses on staff, licensed practical nurses as well, and secured units. And that's something that many people want to know. How secure is the environment? Well, it's very secure. Don't wait. Come by and see us today. If not today, certainly contact them at Sydney All Care Residences, right here on Mills Road in Sydney, just off of Rest Haven. We're at 2269 Mills Road. Have yourself a great day. Take care.
Joan and Bob here from Heirloom Linens.
We're celebrating 20 years in business with 12 months of giving.
This month's charity is Coats for Kids.
Along with collecting coats, we have a great price on sheet sets, with 100% of the net proceeds going to Coats for Kids.
The sheets are 60% bamboo and 40% cotton. They come in white, ivory, taupe, or gray. Queen sets are only $99.99, and king sets are just $10 more.
Heirloom Linens in Broadmead Village, and online at heirloomlinens.com.
We only sound expensive.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. I always love being here with you. TJ just told me, I think I said crisis or something. Anyways, I got that word wrong. But here we have Camilla Joubert, who's a lifestyle coach, and we're going to talk about midlife crisis. And she has some top five tips of how she helped herself get through this period. She is a lifestyle coach. How are you, Camilla? How are you, Camilla?
I'm great, thank you. And yourself?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good.
And, you know, life, midlife crisis, what do we consider midlife now? Because I think we've, you know, it goes anywhere from 30 to, you know, 60.
It really is. For women, it seems to be a little bit later, from about 45 onwards, is what we've seen mostly in sort of social media. However, the demographic is moving to an earlier stage of being around 35. So yes, you're right, early 30s. right up to the 60s now. And for men, it tends to be a little bit earlier. So men usually, we think midlife crisis around the 40s.
And they present differently too, don't they?
Men oh, absolutely. Yes.
We have hysteria. Tell us some of the distinctions.
I think generally in what we see in men is a sort of exterior presentation where they do have the stereotype of looking at, you know, the younger woman and the fast car and all the sort of stereotypical things that we think of. And with women, it tends to be much more of a insightful looking in perspective. However, there are women who also kind of do the you know, go off and get a tattoo,
a Corvette.
And Corvette and shave all their hair and you know, really kind of look at the externals as opposed to spending some time on the internals.
Right. And, you know, I always think if anybody gets to live long enough to celebrate each birthday, we should be happy. But having said that, there are also lots of things we go through. And I think nowadays, the sandwich generation, we can be dealing with so many things that we kind of lose sight of the purpose of life, or, you know, we're stressed out.
I think there definitely is some stretching of this generation. And I think taking the time to just kind of be, and it sounds so trite, mm-hmm. but it really yeah. does work when you stop getting caught up in all the things in your life that are pulling you away from spending some time just connecting with yourself. And it's so important to value that time and have self-appreciation so that you can continue being of service to those around you as well as yourself. Because I think especially with women, we tend to give out a lot and forget that we need to receive as well.
Right. And we can also be martyrs, right?
Yes, definitely. That happens with that, you know, the martyr and the victim mode. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, poor me. I really don't have anything going on. I just do everything for everyone else.
Yeah. And, you know, that's not really a good thing after a while, is it?
No, I think it's about honoring yourself and really being in touch with who you are so that you can be in a place of wholeness and you're not coming from that place of victimhood.
Right, and it's like on the airplane, put on the mask first. It's not selfish to take care of yourself and to grow. And some of those tips that you have, because you went through your own crisis, tell us about that.
Yes, you know, I think that self-love is a big component, and it's something that people really have a lot of mixed feeling and guilt around, and it's so important to realize that unless you are looking after yourself, you really aren't able to give out as easily. So I definitely was in that sort of victim mode of, wow, I do everything for everybody. You know, my kids are needing me all the time, and my husband is needing me all the time, and my mother and my brother and my, where am I? You know, poor me. I really felt a bit lost in terms of what my meaning and my purpose was. Part of that is, I think, conditioned through society because we certainly aren't paying women to stay home. You know, in Canada here, we are so fortunate that we do have that time to take off in, you know, maternity leave, whereas a lot of countries don't. But as far as I understand, even in Europe, they actually have programs in, I think it's Finland, where women are paid to stay home. And so the value of being a mum then goes into giving you that purpose and meaning. Well, for me, certainly, I was sort of thinking, oh, well, I'm not really gaining enough by just being a mum. That's mm-hmm. not enough. Mm-hmm. So I think that was part of it. But there was also, you know, I think with a midlife crisis, is often there is no one particular thing that leads to it. And so we're looking for an answer, and we think, oh, it's this, or it's the, you know, it's a family situation, or it's your hormones, or it's a feeling around loss. Generally, I've found that it has been around loss.
Yes.
For most people that I've had conversations with. However, it comes in so many ways, and I think the important thing is not to judge yourself for it.
Absolutely. And, you know, like we were talking to Dr. George earlier, this struggle may seem horrible when you're going through it, but you can come out the other side so much better. Starting with, you were saying one of the tips is creative art classes, and I firmly believe in painting or doing something that's crafty.
Yes, that was a lot of fun. And actually, I've been reading a little bit of Christiana Northrup, and in her latest book, she suggests that, or not suggest, but she herself went to dance classes. I think it was salsa. And, you know, it's just re-engaging yourself with movement and creativity and color and things that get you excited.
Yeah, that inner child again. What did you like to do? Dance around.
Yeah, that wants to come out and play.
Don't be such a boring adult, right? You can have fun. Journaling. You said you didn't you don't write so much now, but when you look back at it when you were kind of going through stuff, journaling's a great way to put out your thoughts.
The journaling is a wonderful medium to connect with yourself, and really gives you the insight to look back at your writing and see if it's staying the same. Are you repeating these same patterns and not moving beyond them? When you're in them, it's really difficult to recognize the pattern. And when you write it down, that gives you the opportunity to say at the end of the year or week or days, I mean, it's going to be different for each person. But what that writing does is it kind of jumps out after a while. Mm-hmm. And it's in black and white, so you can't ignore it anymore.
Right. exercise, that's always good, too, and people don't realize the serotonin when you start moving, just a walk, anything to slow down and think, hear your inner voice.
Mm-hmm. And having that exercise, you know, it can be something that's cardiovascular as well, because that's important, especially in terms of moving around, getting your blood going, and the endorphins that are released from there also boost that natural serotonin. However, there is something so precious about walking in the forest or a natural setting and then just stopping.
Absolutely.
And really taking in where you are. And, you know, doing that wonderful exercise that I know a lot of psychologists use, where you know, you take in five things that you're hearing, five things that you're seeing, and then I like to add five things that I'm grateful for in that
That's
moment.
That's a great idea. Now, we only have a couple of seconds here, but talking to someone, also meditation and yoga, so those are also important things to get done?
Mm-hmm. The connecting with yourself, so your heart, mind, and body, and having that mindfulness come into play, and being able to speak out your story, whatever it may be, whether it's with a really good friend or whether it might be with a coach or a doctor or somebody who can really hear you, hear your truth, and not criticize you, and you're not going to feel judged by what you're saying. It's so important to hear yourself out loud and to feel safe with who you're telling your story to.
Now, if people want to know more about you, how do they get a hold of you, Camilla?
They can get a hold of me on through my website, would probably be the easiest, which is CamillaJoubert.com. So that's CamillaJoubert, spelled JOUBERT.
Beautiful.
.com.
And if you want to know more also about me or my guest, lifestylepattymack.com. TJ, as always, thank you so much. Thank you, Camilla. Make sure you listen to all these guests today and enjoy your life.